Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hey, babe.
Hi, babe.
How's it going?
You know, it's good. It's good.
It is good.
It's really good.
I'm doing my best not to be completely stressed.
I know.
And I know we were just talking about that, but it's like, you know what? Let's tell those wonderful folks at home that I'm stressed.
Because we missed last week. And that's okay.
It is okay.
Because we've been busy.
Yes.
And do you want to tell them what we've been busy with?
We have finally built a website.
Yes.
Yes.
It initially was built through Canva.
Yes.
Predominantly by me.
Yes.
And then you tried to lovingly upload it to a host site.
Yes.
To carry said website, and it wouldn't take it.
No, it was not something we could just copy paste or very simply drag and drop.
Mm.
And so it some of it was involving it's a work in progress. It's it creates stress.
Listen, guys, I am going to tell it like it is. I already told one of our sweet friends of ours. Listen, if you want to see how solid your marriage is,
yes.
Try to sit there and like build a website together,
yeah.
Or try to. You had to talk me off the ledge.
I did. You were about to like break stuff.
A lot of stuff.
You were about to destroy my computer.
I'm just saying. it was that whole. I have wasted all this time. I've wasted all this energy. What have I been doing for the last however many weeks to build this thing and do all the things? Ooh, I didn't turn off my phone.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And how do I do this? Right, so that stuff.
Yes.
So I literally had to get up out of the chair walk away for a second. And me and Jesus, we had to work it out because I think that's what it was, because it's like I'm texting literally with my oldest brother, with Bobby, and listen, guys, get yourself somebody that cheers loudly for you, because between Luke going, I'm sorry, babe, I'm sorry.
We can figure this out.
We're gonna figure this out. Which light do you want to start building? I don't want to build any of them, you know, kind of thing. And I wasn't that aggressive, but I was.
I
really
saw
was.
It on your face. Yeah. You were.
To the point where I even looked at you and I said, I promise I'm not mad at you. I'm not yelling at you. Even though I'm raising my voice right now, it's not at you.
Yes.
I'm grateful because like he's cheering loudly for us. He's so excited about everything that we have accomplished so far.
Yeah.
And even today, you know, we're sending him the website address and all the things, and him shooting back. You know, we're getting ready. You and I are getting ready for church.
Yeah.
And then he just sends that sweet text that just says, I just want to tell you how proud I am of you.
Yeah.
And it's like, thanks, big brother. So have people strategically.
Yes.
That will tell you the truth.
Yeah.
That will also yell louder than the naysayers or clap louder than the silence. And it's like, because that is everything.
It is.
That's kind of everything. And as much as you and I are so good at encouraging each other, when you and I are in the same space, like you're doing your best to learn, you now are learning a completely different web design.
Because it was frustrating for me.
Because
I'm like, because the website I was using to build our website was not something that is just like, oh yeah, just click and drag and quick and add, and you can quickly add this and readjust this and real quickly. And I'm like, that's not good.
Like you cussed probably, or tried to, or almost did.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
And so, but I think
I did.
What we did is we walked away, and now that we can look at this and I'm standing back and I'm like, all right, Father, nothing is ever wasted.
Yeah.
Number one, we're now honing into skills that we do need.
Yeah.
That we get to grow, that we get to polish. We also got to see a web design to where we're standing back and going, okay, well, that's really actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Not that our first one wasn't good.
Right.
But there is something a little bit extra. Like,
yeah.
It's very polished, very professional.
Yeah.
Still
a couple things to... I'd say it's probably 85 to 90%.
So when... We've already got it launched. So
yeah,
when you
live.
Guys go and peruse through the website, just know that you might hit a couple of places where you go, well, this doesn't quite look right. Or maybe that's... It looks like
it's using filler words.
Or it looks like it's stock stuff. Yeah. Just know that we are still in the process. And there are only so many hours in a day. And we have children.
Yes.
We have jobs. We have lives. We have family. We have each other that we need to pour into. And so that was why we missed last week. Just it gets to be a lot.
Yeah.
But it's a good a lot because it's like I feel like we're seeing like the light at the end of the tunnel.
I think so.
On
this
one.
As far as this project.
As far as this project goes.
Yeah.
Because
ultimately we've talked that this is just like the very beginning of this journey.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But I think the reason why you and I are staying, for the most part, fairly peaceful through it all is because we're like, Father, we're going to do it the way that you tell us to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to do this best in the timing that you allot us. He never gives us really a time frame.
Hey, you should do this.
Yeah, there was going to be a word I was going to use.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. A prodding?
Yeah. Like, I was about to say, not quite an urgency.
Yeah, not quite an urgency, but enough of a prodding where it's like...
Hey,
I need you to do this, right? And he's... Man, you know, when you walk this out with God, it really is a lot easier than what it seems.
True. Yeah.
You know, I get that scripture where it says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
Yeah.
If we walk with him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I have a task that we need to accomplish. I'm not going to leave you.
No.
I'm right here with you. I'm plowing along with you. And I'm going to share with you in this. To where it's not just me doing all of it, but you get to do your part and get to grow in a space.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what's so beautiful about walking this progress with you know, the coaching and then the books and the podcast and just life. And it literally does, it's literally bleeds into every space of our lives. Standing back, even teaching our children, hey, just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
There is no time frame here. If God says do it, you do it. But like, don't let the pressures of this world be the determining factor on when and when you don't, or if you do or if you don't. It's one step of it at a time, trusting the process, enjoying the journey.
Yeah.
Right? Like... All of it.
Mm-hmm.
It bleeds into our marriages. It bleeds in life becomes a lot more peaceful.
It does. And, you know, that's like the second or third time you've said that. And, you know, we had talked about some of the frustration and some of the, you know, that we went through with this. And, and it was something that you and I talked about the other day when I was at work and walking Sparks. It was like... Because you were talking about joy,
mm-hmm.
and then it made me think of peace.
Yeah.
You know, because peace doesn't necessarily mean the absence of conflict.
Correct.
You know, and it's I think a lot of people need to know that and remember that.
Yeah.
Because your home can be full of peace.
Yeah.
Even though there is sometimes conflict.
Yeah. Or even a little bit of chaos.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because it's that comfort, it's that stability, it's that security, you know, it's that knowing that even if there's conflict, we're not going anywhere.
Right.
You know, right. And it's just like, you know, when we were talking about joy. Joy is not happiness.
Mm.
You can have joy even if you're sad.
Right.
You know, again, it's back to that, you know, how is the Holy, you know, how filled are you with the Holy Spirit, or how are you filled with the Holy Spirit? You know, that helps determine your peace. That helps determine your joy.
Yeah.
And so even if you are having a conflict, even if you are both tearing your hair out through frustration of trying to build a website or trying to build furniture from IKEA, you know, it's like that happens. Life happens. But again, it's where is your source and where are you leaning into when that happens?
Yeah.
You know, because again, we are going to have disagreements. There will be frustration. There will be struggles.
Yeah.
You know, there are going to be obstacles. Again, we have an enemy that's out to trip us up, to take us out, to, you know, take our eyes off of each other, take our eyes off of God.
Right.
So it's like, okay, we know the struggles and persecution and all this stuff is going to happen.
Right.
What do we do in the meantime? Or what do we do when it comes?
Right. Right.
You know, because again, it's, you know, I know I love to say, you know, again, it says, you know, when the struggles come, when the persecution comes, you know,
not if,
no weapon formed against you, not, oh, if a weapon ever gets formed, it's like, no, it's been formed.
Yeah.
They are being formed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it's like, there are weapons, there are struggles, there is persecution. What are we going to do about it?
That's it. That's it. Because there's, like you keep saying, it's like standing in a space of where's your foundation?
Yeah.
What is your foundation lie? Because I know a lot of times when we do some of the relationship coaching, you know, like you and I will look at the spouses and say, do you still want to be married to this person?
Yeah.
Do you still want to be here? Do you love them? Are you willing to fight for them? Like, you know, and there's, it's funny because it's like sometimes it's like, oh, well, of course, like, of course they do. Like, that's, of course they're going to say yes. Actually, not necessarily.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Like, we've had people that paused and I'm thinking,
yeah,
holy crap, we're in trouble. And
do you want to be married?
And you want to go, no, the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Hello, the answer is yes. But it's... I explained it to our beautiful brown eye girl one day, and I just looked at her and I said, listen to me. You're going to be stepping into this arena one day. You're going to be married.
Yeah.
You're going to have conflict.
Yeah.
You're going to have arguments. You're going to have disagreements. There's going to be things that you will not see eye to eye on. You just won't, because you're
going to wake up
person.
And be like, I do not like you.
I do not like you. Like, again, I love that my brother and sister-in-law were so, so candid. Yeah, there was a whole year. Whole year? 365 days. That is a lot of effort.
Yeah.
To say, I don't like you.
Yeah.
But I'm not leaving.
Right.
I have chosen to be in this space with you. I have chosen to grow in this space and learn in this space with you. And when we take the time to say, I choose you. I choose you and I will never change my mind.
No.
I may not like you today. May not like this moment, may not like how you responded to that, but I'm going to choose you because you're mine, and you're going to know that I'm on your side, I'm on your team. You were a bonehead, did not like that.
Yep.
Let's communicate that. Let's say this in a way, like even learning how to say it in a way that is more encouraging as opposed to discouraging.
Yeah.
That you're not tearing your spouse down, telling them that they're an idiot or that whatever.
Yeah.
It's the learning how to speak speak truth in love, and even sometimes just being okay in the silence.
Yeah. And I think also speaking the truth, not just in love, but also speaking truth in the hard.
In the hard. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because again, it's...
I love you enough to tell you the hard truth.
Right.
Yes.
You know, it's like, I love you. This is really bothering me.
Yeah.
I love you. It upsets me when you say this, do this, act like this.
Right.
You know? Right. And so it's like, oh, no, I can't ever say that to my spouse. I love them. It's like, then tell them what's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
If this genuinely bothers you, you know, again, we had... similar conversation. I mean, something similar to this kind of brought up earlier when we were talking with some friends, you know, yeah. One of our favorite subjects of, you know, laundry came up.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
If this upsets you, the way I fold your shirts,
then you do
then,
it.
Then you please do it.
Yeah.
Or please say something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
or teach me. And yeah. If I genuinely cannot learn this, if yeah. I genuinely stop, honey. Sparks is trying to kiss me.
Yes.
I just want to let our listeners know what was happening. You're distracting me. I forgot what I was going to say.
Talking
or
about
teach
learning.
Me.
Yeah.
Teach me. And if it's something that I genuinely cannot seem to get a hold of.
Yeah.
Cannot figure out.
Yeah.
You, as the one requesting this of me.
Right.
You get to say, okay.
Yeah.
You get to love that person enough in that space to understand the limitations that they come with.
Yeah. Or, you know, again, it was like, you know, I had seen somebody else talk about it. You know, it was like, if you're requesting somebody do something, you know, like, let's say, because I think they're, the example that I heard was they were like redoing something in their kitchen.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, they were changing out the hardware on their cabinets. And it was like, you know, hey, can you go ahead and do this? Or, you know, hey, when are we going to get to it? And it was one of those things of like, you know, the one spouse was asking, when can we do this? And the other spouse was like, okay, well, I don't have time right now. How important is this to you? Mm-hmm. Is it like, I can do it at this time later?
Right.
Or if this is important to you now, you can do it now because I unfortunately don't have the ability to do it now.
I don't have the bandwidth.
Or,
yeah.
Or if it's important, even though if it's, you know, quote unquote, my job.
Right.
You know, if it's important to you of how it gets done, then please, by all means,
yeah.
I am not going to be offended if
yeah.
you do it. Like, I almost used painting a room as an example, but you're really good at painting a room. So I'm like, I'm not going to do
therapy.
That. I'm not going to touch that.
Seriously, when like our friend was telling us that they're painting their house right now.
Yeah.
I wanted to go, can I come?
Yeah.
I was like, don't do that. You're going to absolutely like stretch yourself. But I was like, I'll come help you paint.
Yeah. I saw it on your face.
I love to paint.
I mean, there might be some opportunities coming up for you. So,
it's true. It's
know.
True. It's
but
true.
But it is, you know. So it's like, you know, again, it's back to where are your strengths? Where are your spouse's strengths?
Yeah.
And not just where are your strengths, but what is important to you?
Yeah.
You know, again, I know there are some things that it's like, because of how I was raised, it's like, this is how it needs to be. And mm-hmm. this is the quote unquote right way inside
yes.
of my brain. I know I'm mature enough and I'm smart enough and I'm wise enough to know that what's the right way in my brain does not mean that it's the right way for everybody. But I know that in my brain, that's the right way. And that's the way I have to do it for it to be the right way in my brain.
And everything that you guys just said is everything that goes across his face anytime that I am doing the dishes.
Yes.
Or I'm trying to fold something.
Yes.
Or I'm trying to move furniture.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, oh, yeah, like even putting Gabriel's bed up higher.
Yeah.
And
or it's like if we try to make the bed together.
Oh, see, we can't do that.
We can't make the bed together.
We can't do that.
Just like we can't load the dishwasher
nope,
together.
No. Nope.
It's but again, it's you have in your mind, this is the right way.
Yeah.
In my mind, this is the right way.
Baby, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
There is no right way in my brain.
Oh, see,
that
really?
That is the thing.
Wow.
That is your
my
trip.
My brain is just weird.
That is the trip of
my
me.
My brain is weird.
No, I'm probably weird because there is no right way in my mind.
But I can see where people will
but if there was a right way in my mind for the dishes,
yeah,
it would constantly look the same, chaotically, but it would still look the same.
Yeah.
There is no right way.
That's true.
It is like, it's like our fridge and our pantry. This fits here. Sweet. We're going to put that there. And I literally, I can feel you from across the room. Just yeah, like,
that's why I have to leave.
You have to leave.
I do. I have to leave. If you're, yeah. when you load the dishwasher, I have to leave the kitchen.
Because listen, guys, beforehand, before we mastered the walking away.
Yes, we did.
Since we've mastered this, like, it would be bad.
Yeah.
Like, I would turn and say, what?
Yeah. I would just twitch.
What? Do you want it here? By all means, sir, you do it. Like, I would be snarky, guys.
You
like,
would.
It would be bad. But then, yeah, like, you're hovering over it. You're 6'3", I'm 5'4". Y'all do the math. Yeah. He hovers.
Yeah.
And, like, looming over me, I'm using all the words, but the words are correct. Looming over me of, like, babe, the water's not going to get to that. Do you want to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. And so here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
And it's like...
teaching people what... encouraging people, hey, if it's right in your brain, here's what you do.
This is the right way to do it. I have never been diagnosed, guys. Never, 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 never. And I do not claim this over me so much.
Right.
But I am a personality that looks very, very similar to ADHD.
Yeah.
And with the way that my brain is wired. Now, listen, it's not that I can't do other things in order in other ways. If I'm following someone else's lead, I am really good at following leads, I think. Yes.
Yes.
And oh, yeah. But it's like if you leave me, thank you. If you leave me to my own devices.
Yeah.
To myself.
Yeah.
I will start cleaning in a room and then I will go put something away in another room that was in said initial room.
Yeah.
And then I'll end up going and starting to clean in that next room. And then I'll get distracted and then maybe like, okay, I need to do something a little bit more like instant, so I'll go vacuum. Or, oh, wait, hold on, like I need to go maybe do a load of laundry.
Yeah.
And then it's like I get the laundry going and then it'll sit in the basket as it is sitting in the basket upstairs for a week. And then it's like, but because you see how my brain moves, because we have, that's one of the big lessons that we want to teach people is, you study your spouse.
Yeah.
Like, study your spouse. Find out what it is that they need. Because it's like, when I am working on a project, it might take a little bit longer, or it might take a second.
Yeah.
But it's simply because, like, my brain is going in a different way to move to the next subject, and then I gotta, oh, and then there's a squirrel, and then,
mom,
and it's...
Mom,
see, and then you throw that factor into it, or the dog who's biting her nails, and I'm trying so desperately to stay engaged with you right now, and it's like, where you are like, let's get this. I always go back to when you and I were cleaning together.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When we would do house cleaning, and I had my own business, and at the beginning of our marriage, actually while we were dating, but at the beginning of our marriage, I was cleaning houses and you would come with me.
Yeah.
And
mostly because right after we got married, I was out of school and I had no job.
You had no job.
Yeah.
And so you would come with me.
Yeah.
And you would clean what?
I would clean the kitchen.
The whole kitchen.
Yep.
It would be sparkling.
It would be amazing.
And
I'm
would
really
clean,
good at cleaning kitchens.
I would clean what, baby?
The whole house.
The whole house.
You're a lot better at cleaning than I am.
But because, thank you, babe. But because I believe the reason why because my brain is fueled in the way that it is.
Yeah.
I am able to multitask on a level.
Yeah.
That kind of supersedes other spaces. And it's like when you learn your spouse, I'm not going to, that sounded kind of haughty. I didn't mean it that way, but it just, I'm a multitasker,
yeah.
Like on a constant. And so, because like once we get done here, I'm going to get on the treadmill. I'm going to be carrying some weights. I'll be listening to maybe something.
Yeah.
And then like, and you're going to go game with Sebastian.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's figuring out what the other person needs, figuring out how the other person thinks.
Yeah.
Understanding that your thinking can shift and can grow and can change, that you can compromise.
Yeah.
That you can it's like I keep saying learn, but it's like it's knowing the limitations.
Yeah.
And you said the strengths, but I also want to say it's important to know each other's weaknesses too.
It is.
Because when you step into those places of weakness, you have a tendency, it's not that you can't grow in those weaknesses. I think what it does is it helps you be more gracious.
Yeah.
While they're growing.
And it's also recognizing.
Yeah.
You know, because I like the learning.
Yeah.
That you say learn your spouse, but I think it's also the recognizing.
Yes.
You know, recognizing that this is how my spouse behaves. This is how my spouse acts and responds and operates.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, again, a lot of the stuff you figure out while you're dating, while you're courting, while you're getting, you know, while you're engaged, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, there is some curveballs that come after you get married. Right. And all of a sudden, when you are sharing a home and you're living together every day and going to bed together every day, it's like, this is how you do that. Okay, yeah. Cool. You know, I mean, even some people, you know, their morning routines or their nighttime routines, it's like, that's really set. You have to do that. Okay, yeah. Cool.
I have to shower.
You do.
Yeah.
And you know, again, it's like, there was something I noticed about you and I, and I was thinking about something, you know, it was one of those things. It was like, you know, how you do your morning routine versus how I do my morning routine. And it was one of those things. It was like, as like in the morning, like as soon as you get up, like the first thing you do is brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Like that's the first thing, you know, before you do anything else. You might take your vitamins first thing in the morning, but like the first thing.
Pee,
yeah.
I take my vitamins.
Yeah.
And then I brush my teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas me, my morning routine, I have to be dressed.
Yes.
And then I brush my teeth. That like my brushing teeth is like almost the last thing I do.
It's the icing on your cake.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like the last thing I do is I brush my teeth, then I comb my beard.
Yeah.
And then I'm ready to go.
Because when I brush my teeth, do you know what happens?
What?
Something in my brain triggers.
Yeah.
And then I come alive.
Okay.
Like, which is funny because like my little herbal tea, like vitamins, like help, like just kind of give me that.
Yeah.
Like, good morning, and a shot of caffeine or whatever it is. But it's like something about getting the junk of the night off of me so I can be refreshed and ready and set for the day.
Yeah.
And so it's funny. I want to say one of our friends, Christy Carmen, she does a workout program, and she does hers first thing in the morning. She said, instead of like whenever they get up and it's like stupid early.
Yeah.
She was, when she brushes her teeth, she works harder and more effective.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Huh.
So there's like, I don't know if there's science behind any of this.
I mean, there might be.
But something about getting the gunk and feeling fresh kind of energizes you in the space.
Yeah. And see, and I was thinking about that. I'm like, why is it that I like, you know, again, I this is the first time we've really talked about it because you're like, wow, this was on your brain. I'm like, yeah, this was on my brain. This is what happens. Welcome to my brain. But it was like, I was like, oh, that's really cool. It's like, but why is it that I wait?
Yeah.
And then I think I realized it, you know, because, and again, it's not a big deal, but like growing up, my sister and I shared a bathroom. So it was like, she would take longer to get ready. And so it was like, for the most part, it was me. It's like, okay, well, I got to get ready for school. I'm in my room, so get fully dressed and
there
get everything.
You go.
And then it was like, okay, fine. Before we walk out the door, it's like, oh, I now get to go in the bathroom and brush my teeth. Okay. So I think that's what it was. And that's
it's just something that's bled over. Interesting. Yeah. Because we share a bathroom and we both have our own sinks and we have our own space. So. Yeah. Interesting.
But yeah, I think that's the only thing I can really think of as to why it happens that way.
I love that.
But yeah, that's,
I love that.
But yeah, just randomness. Again, just randomness.
It's interesting to see the different patterns. Because it is. It's like you are that person. And then, because immediately when you were like, I immediately get dressed. And I'm like, okay, hearing your explanation, I like. And then the explanation that was playing in my head is because you like to be prepared.
You like to be prepared. I really
if
do.
Something were to happen, you prepare.
Yeah.
And where I... Once I brush my teeth, then where do I go, babe?
Yeah.
I usually make my way out into the kitchen.
Yeah.
I go feed the fish.
Yeah.
Say good morning to Pez. I open up all the blinds in the living room to let the sunshine to come in to get everybody ready for the day. Then I make my way up to that cute little guy of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Our girl is usually already up or moving or starting to stir.
Yeah.
And then get his clothes out, do all his stuff, make my way back down, make his breakfast, make their lunches, and then I get to go.
Yeah.
But it's like, as you get prepared to say, I'm going to get prepared just in case something, whatever, as you're working on the kitchen while I am working on the rest of the house.
Yes. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's good.
Yeah, it is.
That's good. And then we had our revelation today as we're driving.
Yeah.
And we see where the girl about walked into the road if it wasn't for the husband or boyfriend or whoever. And you were laughing and you said, it's because, you know, like.
Yep. I'm with my man.
I'm with my man.
I can shut off my brain.
I don't need to think. And because I did that to you in the grocery store.
You did.
Literally yesterday.
I mean, you called yourself out.
I did. I just was like, just do, 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 do. I'm literally like a little puppy just walking behind you. Do, 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 do. Not a care in the world. Not even focusing. Like, you know how you like look around, you see things, but you don't see things because you're just like. Do,
and the
do,
store was packed.
It was so packed. And maybe that's why I wasn't focusing because I was not trying to get like anxious driven. But it was like, do, 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 do. Fine, fine, fine. And then I turned and looked at you and I said, ah. Babe, listen, I totally forgot what our list was. I don't even remember why we're here. I'm with you, and you get to drive this ship. And you're like, okay. And then just we're walking through. We got the stuff that we needed for our tacos because that was requested from our children. And then we went home.
Yep.
And then I was like, but then today I said, I think I figured it out, babe. And it's, again, these are generalizations. These are not absolutes. That when women are out with men, out in public, we have a tendency to be a little bit more lax just simply because we do feel safe with you.
Yeah.
You are on high alert. You are looking around. You're making sure that everybody is safe. But the moment that you hit house and you're home, then you get to shut down and then we get to take over.
Yeah.
And we get to provide a space that is safe for you. And we get to say, this is, hi, honey, here's dinner.
Yeah.
Hi, honey, you get to go game now. Hi, honey, blah, blah, blah. Like, not that you're getting permission, but just just that.
You now have permission to kind of shut off your brain.
You get to just be.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, this gets to be your place where you get to come and rest.
Yeah. 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 And I did. I liked that. I really liked how that we kind of, how you did, you're like, this is what it is. It's like, outside the home, it's this. Inside the home, it's,
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not that you're not, it's not that you disengage.
Right.
Because I think too many times I don't want to say men in general, but just unfortunately that.
A majority of time it happens to men.
It does because you guys are usually the ones that are outside the house.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, when you do come home, that peace that you feel can almost disengage you.
Yeah.
Like you go on to autopilot. I'm just going to sit here in my lazy boy and I'm just going to zone and watch TV and do nothing.
Yeah.
Where the wife is like, hi, the house is on fire. I really need you to re-engage, activate. I need you to, like, I need you. Johnny is having a problem.
Yeah.
Gabriel is having a crisis.
Yeah.
Like, something's going on. I need you to re-engage.
Yeah. It's almost like
I heard about a study that they did once about fathers and mothers.
Yeah.
And that kind of goes along with this. And they were looking at, they were doing a study of like new parents. Mm-hmm. And what they did was they, when the parents were sleeping, they played a noise of like a child crying or something, you know, like that. Yeah. And they noticed a vast majority of the time, the mother would wake up.
Yeah.
The father would continue sleeping.
Yeah.
And they did that like almost every time. That's what it was. Vast majority of the time, mother woke up, check on the baby. Father kept passed out.
Yeah.
No idea what was going on.
Right.
But when they did that again, and instead of a baby crying, it was a noise outside the house.
Yeah.
A vast majority of the time, it was the dad that woke up, and the mom remained sleeping and passed out and had no idea.
How beautiful is that?
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah. Though,
like, just to see the natural dynamic that God has placed in us as men and women.
Yeah.
And so we need to be aware of those things and also be aware of which position of those do you hold. Again, majority men, majority women, yes, there's natural things that we do have.
Yeah.
But sometimes, we've said it before, you may not be good at finances. I might be good at finances.
Yeah.
You know, I might be the one that gets to do the mechanics and you're really good at the laundry. You know, I mean, just, we cannot put certain things on certain people just based off of their gender. We have to say, hey, what is it you gravitate to? What is your talent? Yeah. And celebrate those things as opposed to insisting that somebody tries to fit into a box that they were not designed to be in.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
So do you want to tell everybody the name of our website and then we're going to go away?
I do, because I was like, we didn't really say that. We're going to have to close with that.
Yep.
So our website, which is live, again, it's about 85-90% complete. So if you see something that's weird, you can either let us know or you can just know that it's going to get fixed really soon.
Yes.
Within the next couple few days. So.
Yeah.
Firmfooting.coach. Because if we have or haven't told you, the name of our relationship coaching is Firm Footing.
Yep.
So that's the name we chose. That's what we're rocking with. Because again, we believe that communication and understanding and a lot of what we talk about and believe in is really good for a good, solid, firm foundation for marriages, for relationships.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to do that for our relationship coaching business, but then also our website. So it's firmfooting.coach.
Yeah.
We did get the .coach because we are going on that in that vein. But it's going to have a section in there for merch. It's going to have a section in there talking about our coaching business, if we want to do small groups, stuff like that. It's going to have a connection, links and all there for our podcasts.
Yeah.
It's out there. It's live. Like I said, it's almost done. If you see some errors, just either let us know or be patient. But we're doing it. We're moving forward.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
And there's a page that you can fill out if you and your spouse want to look into relationship coaching. We are going to be setting up times where we can give somebody a free consultation to see if we're a fit for you and you for us, because it's not just us for you, but we also need to know that we have the confidence to where we can give the tools to you.
Yes.
In the capacity that you need them, because we definitely don't want to try to give you something if we don't believe that we're the right people.
Yeah.
And then also... I do want to say with firmfooting.coach, we have picked up a slogan, and our slogan actually came off of a sticky note from our daughter that she picked up.
Yeah.
And it just simply says, don't trip on what's behind you. And that is one of the main reasons why we're like firm footing, because too many times we're having this looking in our rearview mirror kind of mentality as opposed to looking forward on the things that are ahead. So know that if that is something that you're wanting, something that you're looking towards, that is one that will always be one of our number one goals. It's not trying to fix what was behind per se, but it's helping you obtain the tools that can help you be successful in the future.
And isn't there a Bible verse about that? Isn't there a scripture about there about there's like once you put your hand to the plow, don't look back or something?
Do not look back. Yeah, don't look back. Learn from the mistakes. Learn from the situations. Learn from the things. We get that. But let's start equipping each other with the tools to where we're not making the same mistakes over and over again, and so we can grow and then be better.
Yeah.
So that is where we are. And then if you are in the KC area, one more time.
Yep.
9900 View High Drive starting Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, April 8th. At 6:30, the very latest we're going to try to get everybody out of there is by 8. Everybody will be walking out of the building by 8 o'clock. And we will be doing a four-week marriage thing, basically called Marriage Supplements.
Yep.
And a lot of what you guys get to hear here is what we are going to be sharing there, but we're going to be doing it on more of a one-on-one personal basis. Yeah,
or small group basis.
Small group basis, which will be really nice.
Yes.
Really, I'm really looking forward to this time.
Yeah.
So if you guys don't catch us this time, know that we probably will be coming back around. But if you are a church or if you are an organization that is looking for somebody to come out and speak to your group, we are also available to those kind of things too.
Yes, we are.
So, guys, have the best week.
Enjoy the journey.